Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review. Week of Monday, May 4th, 2026, through Friday, May 8th, 2026. Monday, May 4th, 2026. Connecticut attorney pleads guilty to tax offenses, agrees to pay $2.8 million in restitution. Michael Sims pleaded guilty to offenses related to his failure to file tax returns and acknowledged that he failed to pay more than $3.1 million in taxes, penalties, and interest owed. According to court documents and statements made in court, for the 2013 tax year and the 2016 through 2022 tax years, Sims, an attorney, failed to file U.S. individual income tax returns, resulting in a tax loss to the IRS of $1,876,307 on gross income of more than $5.6 million. For the 2016 through 2020 tax years, Sims requested filing extensions until October of each year, but still failed to file and pay the tax he owed. In addition, Sims filed tax returns for 2012, 2014, and 2015 tax years, but he paid only a fraction of the taxes reported as due, thereby incurring substantial penalties and interest. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2026. Tuesday, May 5th, 2026. Tennessee tax preparer pleads guilty to $80 million pandemic relief fraud scheme. Renetta Walton pleaded guilty to orchestrating a massive fraud scheme that steered approximately $80 million in pandemic relief funds designed to help small businesses and workers to herself and her clients. According to court documents and statements made in court, Renetta Walton of Mississippi owned and operated a tax preparation business in Moscow, Tennessee. From approximately March 2022 through August 2023, Walton conspired with one of her employees to file false tax returns for clients, seeking fraudulent funds based on the Employee Retention Credit, ERC, and paid sick and family leave credit. Among other schemes, Walton and Nicole Jones reported fictitious wages on clients' tax returns to fraudulently claim the ERC and paid sick and family leave credits, knowing their clients had not paid wages to their employees in those amounts and were not entitled to the credits. Walton also filed false applications to the U.S. Small Business Administration, SBA, for loans from the Paycheck Protection Program and the Economic Injury Disaster Loan, EIDL program, government funding intended to provide financial assistance to Americans suffering economic harm during the COVID-19 pandemic. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2026. Wednesday, May 6, 2026. Two men admit pocketing millions in donations from Petco Park and Snapdragon Stadium meant for charity. Noli Hermoso Ellard pleaded guilty in federal court, admitting that he and a co-conspirator created a sham charity and then fraudulently pocketed millions of dollars in donations. Ellard and his partner in crime, Martin Jose Robalo Jr., presented themselves as the nonprofit Chulo Vista Fast Pitch, a defunct charity that provided support for youth softball activities. They applied and were selected to provide unpaid volunteers to work concessions at Petco Park and Snapdragon Stadium in exchange for approximately 10% of the sales going to their charity. Ellard pleaded guilty to wire fraud conspiracy. In his guilty plea, he admitted the fake charity received approximately $3.5 million in payments from Delaware North, the hospitality management company in charge of concessions at Petco Park, and more than $250,000 in payments from Aztec Sports, the nonprofit in charge of concessions at Snapdragon Stadium. Delaware North and Aztec Sports deposited money into bank accounts under the control of Robalo. and Allard and Robello used the money to pay volunteers in cash before splitting the remaining money. Allard admitted that he personally gained more than $550,000 from the scheme. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2026. Thursday, May 7, 2026. Former Robeson County, North Carolina Sheriff's Deputy and family plead guilty to stealing over $542,000 in fraudulent COVID-19 loans. Ricky McMillan, a Robeson County Sheriff's Deputy, his wife, and two adult sons, engaged in a scheme to defraud the Small Business Administration's Economic Injury Disaster Loan, EIDL, and Paycheck Protection Program, PPP, by submitting false loan applications, which resulted in the disbursement of $542,288 in loan proceeds, and pleaded guilty to conspiracy to commit wire fraud. Ricky McMillan, Erica McMillan, Dwayne McMillan, and Darian McMillan face a maximum term of 30 years in prison and a $1 million fine when sentenced later this year. They will also be ordered to pay a forfeiture money judgment of $542,288. According to court documents and other information presented in court, Deputy McMillan and his family members submitted 5 EIDL and PPP loan applications for 4 different businesses located in Robeson County. The McMillans and a co-conspirator made false representations about the number of employees and gross revenues. They also submitted false and fraudulent tax forms and bank statements. Following approval of each loan application, the government dispersed funds into personal accounts controlled by the McMillans. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2026. Friday, May 8, 2026. Two U.S. nationals sentenced for facilitating a fraudulent remote information technology worker scheme that generated $5 million in revenue for the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. Keijia Wang and Zhenxing Wang were sentenced for their roles in facilitating North Korean remote information technology, IT workers, posed as U.S. residents to obtain work at more than 100 U.S. companies. The multi-year scheme used the stolen identities of at least 80 U.S. persons and generated more than $5 million in illicit revenue for the government of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, DPRK. Assistant Attorney General for National Security, John A. Eisenberg, stated, "For years, the defendants enriched themselves by assisting North Korean actors in a fraudulent scheme to gain employment with U.S. companies." U.S. Attorney Leah B. Foley stated, "The case exposes a sophisticated scheme that exploited stolen American identities and U.S. companies to generate millions of dollars for a hostile foreign regime. By operating so-called laptop farms, these defendants enabled overseas actors to infiltrate U.S. businesses, access sensitive data, and undermine our economic and national security." Source: U.S. Department of Justice, 2026. The American Board of Forensic Accounting would like to offer you the opportunity to purchase an electronic copy of the textbook, Forensic and Investigative Accounting, 11th edition, featuring renowned author Dr. D. Larry Crumbly. For more information, please contact Dr. Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us. Interested in jumpstarting your career with a new certification? Contact Executive Director Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us.